And we want to welcome back to our program Dorothy Rabinowitz. Dorothy is the Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for The Wall Street Journal. She joins us from the studios of the Radio Foundation on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Dorothy, thanks so much for being back with us.
I'm glad to be here, Scott.
Now, let me—you write about media frequently for the Journal, and let's begin striking off, obviously, the stimulus bill that passed last night. Could I get you to give us your assessment, almost 3 weeks on, to President Obama's qualities as communicator-in-chief, maybe compared to Franklin D. Roosevelt and Ronald Reagan?
Well, yes. Mr. Obama has two sides to him. They're very visible. One was long visible during the campaign when he, which I think was a bit of tone deafness, which he's carried through, suggested quite regularly that America's would be saved from the edge of the moral abyss as the perpetrator of extremely cruel and inhuman treatment of prisoners, etc. And we had arrived at a new day with his election. Indeed, he said this at his very inauguration in not terribly disguised terms, but no more expediency, his way of referring to the efforts to save the nation from further attacks. No more expediency in the interest of honor. All right, that's one side of him. The other side was a very appealing and very creditable effort to say we need bipartisanship. Everybody is included in our effort. And both of these are playing in. The difference between Mr. Obama and one of his models, I think, the face of the New Deal, Franklin Roosevelt, is, and believe me, everyone understands that this is still a learning process. Franklin Roosevelt, confronted with absolutely desperate circumstances of a very real depression, which this is not yet, one third of a nation, ill-clothed, ill-housed, ill-fed, nevertheless managed to conjure a very believable optimism. Mm-hmm. This is simply not true yet of Mr. Obama, who has not quite learned to project urgency without a sense of imminent doom and catastrophe. And that's a model he'll have to face. Roosevelt's inaugural address filled the nation with a sense of hope and ebullience. One should compare that to Obama's very grim inaugural address,
go ahead, Dorothy.
No. There was not an ounce of celebration. Yeah. And now, as he fights for the stimulus bill, we get a greater and greater sense that we are at the edge of an abyss. And I think that there is that need to adjust the tone.
I have heard people at the same time say that they appreciate being treated, the phrase you often hear is they appreciate being treated like an adult. They appreciate a president who says, look, things are grim. Let me tell you why.
Well, Scott, there is a different way of judging. What is an adult? Roosevelt pulled no wool over anybody's eyes. He said, we can do this. You remember that tone of his on December 8th after the United States, but you may not remember, was attacked.
I've seen it plenty, though.
You've seen it plenty?
Yeah.
It was, we shall win the inevitable day. That sense of we shall win the inevitable day was utterly convincing as it reached out to the American people. I'm saying only that Mr. Obama had better internalize his belief and not just say it or communicate it. And I don't think that we're all agreed on what adult is. Adult does not mean rubbing your face in a reality that is not yet upon us. You know, the Depression is not here. There are no people selling apples on the sidewalk. There are no lines filled with hungry men. We are a very far distance away from that time, and yet the media has played, and you can't have played over and over again, one can't blame them, for conjuring this bleak image. They're in the business of conjuring bleak images. I have to say that Dan Shaw's vision of bipartisanship is in that mode. I mean, suddenly Mr. Obama no longer has to be partisan. He's got Mr. Shore and others to say, well, look at these Republicans. They really want this bill to fail. They're waiting till 4 years from now. I don't think that that is the spirit of partisanship. Mr. Obama really believed in bipartisanship. We can't doubt that. The thing he has yet to understand is that this is a tough business. The partisans on the other side have their views.
Dorothy?
Yes.
I'm afraid we've just run out of time.
Okay.
All right, but nice talking to you. Thanks for... I was going to get you to talk about Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, we just raised it. I know you're a baseball fan. Thanks so much for being with us.
All right, dear.
Wall Street Journal columnist Dorothy Rabinowitz. And this is NPR News.